PGA Pivot Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's a little bit warm here, I'm not going to lie. I woke up this morning, got off the plane, and I was like, oh man, it's so nice down here, and I should have known when it's about 80, 85, and it feels real pretty nice, and then you look down and you realize it's only about 7 in the morning, it's going to be a hot one, and it was a hot one. However, big events of the day involved headed over to Matt's Big Breakfast, which I guess is on a bunch of Food Channel shows, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Had amazing what they called the Choppin' Chicks, I believe. It's a pork chop from Iowa. Amazing. I had to come to Phoenix to get Iowa pork chops when they're across the river from me. And some eggs. However, Matt's Big Breakfast, check it out if you're ever in the Phoenix area. I'd recommend it. You'll wait outside longer than you'll actually be in the place. And use the restroom before you go, because the restroom at Matt's Big Breakfast is actually in the hotel next door. And the review on that, which I did not enter, but I did hear a review on it, was not as good as the review on their food. I will say that. However, from the AIJ Pivot Conference, I'm here with Craig Hughes. It's amazing we had to come to Phoenix to get you on the show finally, Craig. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, man?
Not bad. What is it that you have gotten the most? Now, did you go to any of the sessions this morning? Because for the listeners there, we're actually at the happy hour after the first evening session, which went from 4 to 6:30, but really went to about 7. And there were some sessions before, but they're pre-conference sessions, which I missed. Did you go to any of those?
I actually missed those. I was spending time. I actually picked a grapefruit from a tree and ate it. They have that here in Phoenix.
Now, are you allowed to pick them, or did you do this like incognito, or are you like, you know, a little thievery?
A little bit of both. I was under the impression that it was okay because there were just lots of them, but I did, you know, look over my shoulder before grabbing it. And that was on my way walking to a Frank Lloyd Wright hotel. It was the Biltmore. And
now, you went with John Golly on that, right? Because he's like a Phoenix native of some sort. Used to work for the Suns.
Yeah, he's kind of a Phoenix ninja. So he was showing us all the stuff that we needed to know and showed us the light rail and all the best ways to get around Phoenix.
I did take the light rail here. I will say, anytime you can get from the airport to your hotel for like $1.75, I give a thumbs up to the city. Nebraska will do it for free, but that's because it's only 5 minutes away and the airport shuttle will do it, and there's nowhere else to go in the town. So there is no other public transportation.
Yeah, my taxi cab driver was actually kind of a jerk because I was asking him, is there a better way to get to where I'm going? No. Are you sure there's no light rail? No, this is the only way you got to do it. So give me a call when you're heading back. So maybe I should have asked someone else.
Should have got the scoop from John Golly. What did you think of the opening session today at the Pivot Conference?
I think it was great. Doug Powell introduced Design for Good, which is AIJ's initiative to kind of put design, kind of translating us from, you know, being designers of artifacts to designers of systems that can, you know, have an impact on societal change and culture. So that was really good. And there were some other interesting sessions from Alan Chochinoff from Core 77, a guy super brilliant. And then we also heard from, what was her name? From PepsiCo.
Yeah, she's actually the nutritionist from PepsiCo, which I think took everyone in the audience for a little bit of a loop that PepsiCo had a nutritionist.
Yeah, and she wasn't a designer, so some designers I was looking around were thinking, like, what exactly is going on here? It wasn't a sales pitch. She was talking about how PepsiCo is kind of, you know, trying to turn around their image of, you know, just being the perpetrators of junk food, that includes, you know, Lay's potato chips and all that stuff, to focusing on how design systems can impact overall cultural health and well-being.
Now, Craig, is this your first AIGA national conference?
It is, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to have to give you a heads up then. from my other experiences, when they do some of these sessions, a lot of the speakers aren't actually designers. I think a lot of the thing with the AIGA thing, it's kind of like a bigger picture. It's like a motivational thing. And they'll get people in, like a nutritionist, to speak. Sometimes they're great, and it's like you're like, wow, I can't believe they invited them. I mean, that was who thought of it, but it was the greatest thing I've seen. And sometimes you're like, why did they invite a nutritionist from PepsiCo?
Well, that's good to hear. One thing that I've been really energized by is at this conference, there's been seemingly a focus on...
Oh, but on a side note, do the dew, because that's, you know, we're all about the Mountain Dew on this show, as you guys know. And I think that's the problem. If they change it to, like, Duco, we'd probably be 100% supportive, but instead I'm going to give that a little lukewarmness.
Or Halo Duco.
That's Nate. Nate's not here, but Nate, shout out to you. We wish you were here. Chime in on the comments.
Nice. Yeah. So AIGA's focus on, you know, kind of design thinking, and I guess, well, design thinking is going through a hard death right now, where no one's really, really willing to say the words design thinking. So that's kind of translating to systems thinking, which is, you know, like I said before, moving designers from just creating, you know, posters and logos and crap to actually, you know, doing something that has greater impact.
Now, I think if you step back, there are people that have always done that. I think the real thing is they're trying to put the focus on it again. I don't want to say that, you know, designers have only been doing posters and logos for the last years. I just want to say that they're trying to put the focus on and trying to really give awards to and kind of promote the good parts of the, you know, the doing good for society and not just the doing good for making the place look more beautiful.
Yeah, I suppose we're kind of entering back into like a Russian constructivist kind of era where people are doing stuff more than just, you know, more than just creators. They're actually focusing on, you know, solving an issue that applies in culture.
Well, if we're lucky, Stalin will be the closing night speaker. All right, well, we'll be right back. Thank you for being on the show, Craig. It was great to have you.
Thanks, man.
How about you?
You know, it's kind of amazing. So I'm like... in Phoenix with all these people I haven't seen in a long time, and instead I'm just getting Omaha people on this show. Drew Davies, how are you doing?
Oh, I am doing pretty good. It's good to see you.
Now, Drew, you're actually on the national board and a speaker, yet somehow they gave you the blue name tag, which does not indicate you're doing either of those items. What's the deal?
Well, it's a part of the campaign to just sort of mix in with the people, you know? Nobody gets to be elite. They just sort of one of the crowd that's coming to the event.
And what is it now, since allegedly you are speaking at some panel thing, what is your talk on? And it's like near the end of the conference, so if you download this right away and you listen to it while you're here, which like you would have time to do, you can actually still make Drew's talk.
That's right. It's on Saturday, 2 or 2:30. What we're talking about is design for democracy. So I'll be actually on a panel with Marshall Lawson, Jesse Long, and John Lindback, a variety of people that have been doing great work as it relates to design for democracy across the country. We're going to sit down and talk about the efforts that AIGA Design for Democracy has made and how we're using that as a way to showcase the value of design to the greater public.
Do you want to tell our audience what the main goal of Design for Democracy is? Like, what is this thing that you're trying to showcase to the public?
Well, most of the work we do at this point in time is election design. So it's based around making better ballots for people that are more usable, easier to use, more accurate when they're cast.
And this all came, a lot of this came from the butterfly voting of 2000, if I remember right.
That is certainly one of the major impetuses of needing to reform the ballot system in the United States.
And what is it, outside of your talk, what is the thing you're most looking forward to at this Pivot conference? You have not even looked at the schedule. I am guessing all you're looking forward to is going to the Rockport booth and checking out to make sure they still have your book on display and that Justin hasn't put his book back in front of yours, because earlier today we did a little swap to make sure that the Drew Davies Oxide book was in front of the Rule 29 book.
You are only 90% correct. I have actually picked out a couple of affinity sessions for tomorrow that I'll be attending. I'm really looking forward to, Emily Ruth Cohen doing some great stuff.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And they've both been on the show, so go back and listen to the archives. And if I remember right, and let me know if you've heard anything, since we're talking about these things, and a lot of times we talk about things and people don't see them, on this case, a lot of this stuff will actually make it to the AIGA website. Is your session making there? Because I know all the main stage stuff is, and then they said some of the other stuff.
Right. I have not been informed about whether or not it's being taped, so I don't know.
Does AIGA only have two cameras, and they got a main stage camera and what other one that just kind of, or what's the deal?
Right. I think they just pick whoever's most important at that time, and that's who gets videotaped. So,
well, let's hope you're presenting opposite of a lot of unimportant people. Drew, thanks for being on the show again, and it's oxidedesign.com for people who want to know more.
That's right. Thanks, Donovan. I appreciate it.
All right, listeners, I guess I lied. I told you we were only getting Omaha speakers on here, but we just somehow got Doug Powell, who is the incoming AIGA, or actually now you are the AIGA president, so you are the new Debbie Millman, as you would be referred.
I love that. That's who wouldn't love to be the new Debbie Millman?
Everyone but Debbie Millman. But actually, she reinvents herself all the time, so she might be the new Debbie Millman, too.
She might be.
So Doug, now you just took over the AIGA president spot, and is this a 2 or 3 year term?
2 year term, yeah. It started in July, and so I'm about 3-4 months into it.
And people who don't know much about you, where can they find out more about your work or what you do?
I have two online spots that you can learn more about me. I write a blog called Merge, on which I discuss new ways that designers are working. It's mergedesignblog.com. And my design practice is Schwartz Powell. It's Schwartz Powell. .com, and you can learn more about my practice there.
Now, you actually have the red badge, unlike Drew. Drew claims he's speaking, but he doesn't have the red badge, so we're still doubting this until we see him on stage. What is it you're talking about at this conference?
I've got we're launching a new national initiative called Design for Good, which will...
And that is what you guys mainly spoke about at the opening session.
Yeah, it will activate 22,000 AIGA members as agents of design-driven social change in local communities in our 66 chapters. It's a really cool idea, and we're really pumped about it. And so I'm doing I'm curating and hosting a series of four affinity sessions, breakout sessions, Friday and Saturday, two each day. That'll bring together speakers that are working in that space, doing social change design work in their practice, in their communities, and trying to make a difference in the world.
Is this do good thing and trying to like actually design for the better of society and the better of humankind and the better of the globe and such? Is this going to be one of the things that we're going to see throughout the next few days at this conference, or is this just a kickoff?
It's going to be a thread that you'll see throughout the conference. You'll see it recurring in various ways here at the conference, but more importantly, in the year ahead, you're gonna see a lot of you're gonna see this materializing throughout AIGA in a variety of ways.
And I saw that there's actually AIGA now has a website that people can go to get more information about this program at. What is that?
Yeah, if you go to AIGA, it's part of AIGA.org. So if you go to AIGA.org, search Design for Good, you'll get to the newly launched site. It's filled with resources. We've got case studies. We've got peer organizations, partner organizations that are supporting us in this effort, and we're going to keep populating it with tons of content over the next weeks and months to really build that out.
And what do you see over the next 2 years or your term as being the focus that you would like to see AIGA pursue that they're not necessarily doing now? Like, what direction do you want them to move in addition to the things that they're already working on?
Well, outward, basically. You know, we've kind of been making this gradual shift from an inward-focused organization over the last generation to an outward-focused organization. So, you know, Design for Good will help us do that. It'll help us sort of turn outward and connect with our community in variety of ways.
And I know Debbie Millman, she was a big push towards that and kind of started a lot of that.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got to get away from just talking designers talking to other designers. We've got to have designers talking to business people, of course, those are an important audience for us, but also policymakers and academics and philanthropists and, you know, scientists and people in different disciplines. So we've got to find ways to partner with them and have new conversations with them.
All right, well, Doug, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing what AIGA does next in the next couple years and what we see here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been a good conversation. Look forward to continuing it.
That about wraps up our first day coverage. We're off to after happy hour festivities. We'll be back tomorrow and the next day with day two and day three coverages. I'm not even sure what day it is. I think it's Thursday. I think this thing ends Saturday night. I'm not really positive. I also have not looked at my schedule. We'd also like to thank Nina Paper, who is kind of our unofficial sponsor. And by unofficial, I mean this is happening because I am being sent here to be the official blogger for ninapaperblog.com. So if you would prefer your recaps in written form, you can check them out there at ninapaperblog.com. Otherwise, leave comments, 36point.com, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.